If it's tainted too bad, you just can't go it. But just, you take a fellow to raid like we was back here on our homespun bacon, why, we got more or less acquainted with it and used to it. We found out it wouldn't hurt you. But if it got too much of a whang to it, we just throw it aside. She put it in soap. She didn't lose it.
Did it have mold?
She can take a big old cast wash pot. I don't know how many cans of lye I'm taking. I don't take very many. One or one and a half, something like that. She can take it. And she can make soap about twice a year, and that's all the soap we have.
Hmm. That it holds, you know?
That's right. And that's about all soap.
Well, that's a lot of soap, though, on those big old pots.
Well, it's a big family.
Yeah. Of course, the boys went down to the creek. I expect they didn't take soap, did they?
Well, them little boogers would get them overalls and blue shirts dirty. There'd be a pot of them once a week. Boys, sure taking the soap. Now, she'd take it. She'd have the wash pot out the wood pot. She'd start a fire around it. And she'd have one of them boys or one of them girls rake up a few chips there. And them chips got a fire, that'd be right at the bottom. Well, then they can lay a little wood around there. And then making that lye soap seems to me like she had to make it slow, cook it slow. And that's the way she did with making that hominy we was talking about the other day. I told her about she asked me that question. She can tell you more about them things, how we did, than I can.
Hmm. Does she make anything like a pie? In a deep dish, not a regular pie, but one of these deep ones. Maybe it doesn't have a bottom crust or something.
Well, is that what you call a cobbler?
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah, she makes them right along now.
Cooks
them in a pan.
Uh-huh.
There'll be a little dough in the bottom, I believe. And then she puts in her filling, whatever that cobbler is. It could be a peach cobbler. It could be a different kind, you know. And then when she gets, she'll put that in the stove and let it cook a while, and she'll have this dough already rolled out there, made up and rolled out. She just take a knife, cut little pleats out of it, come and laying it in there. She lays it on the floor. Called the pie dough. And it's called a cobbler now, regardless if it's peaches or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Or she makes them out of berries, you know. And she makes them out of grapes.
Grapes?
Yes, you can make grape cobbler just as good as can anything else.
Do grapes grow in this country?
Not, but there's some wild ones, some years. They just hit a few years and we get the most of them off of sandy countries, and then on Red River.
Mm. Little big ones, about that big
around? Oh, they're good. No, that's possum grape.
Oh.
We get the postal grape.
They're bigger, huh?
Yeah, postal grape. Mm. Some call them Mustang. Way back here when I was a kid, they called them Mustang grape. But now they're called postal grape.
Huh.
But they grow up, them vines will run up in any kind of a tree. But when they was first discovered, we began to use them, they most generally in a post oak tree.
When your wife makes a cobbler, does she make anything to pour over it?
Well, she generally has sweet milk if you want. Mm-hmm. And if that's sweetened up, well, you take your spoon, sweeten it to yourself after you get it out in your dish.
Does she make anything to put on puddings if she serves you a pudding?
She makes that icing.
Mm-hmm.